We're on Simen Lamed Beis. I'd like to just go over and clarify a little in Sif Ches, and then we'll go to Sif Tes. Tzorech HaKlaf Liyeis Mu'ubed Ba'afatzim Oibesit. That means there's a process that transforms the skin of an animal to klaf. And this process has to be done mu'ubid ba'afatzim ebesid, it's put into acid or these gold nuts, and it soaks there for a period of time, and that transforms the skin of the animal to klaf. V'tzorich, that's one thing we need ibud. V'tzorich, a second halacha, shi mu'ubid lishmoy. That this ibud should be done l'shem for whatever I want to use the klaf for. Toiv lahitzi b'sfasov b'schilas ha'ibud. So it is preferable when he starts the ibud, he should speak with his lips. Shuma abdoi l'shem tefillin. He should say that this ibud is being done l'shem tefillin or l'shem sefer Torah. Or he can make it l'shem sefer Torah. Havolim ibdai l'shem mezuzah. But if he was ma'abedit l'shem mezuzah, posel. So then it's posel. Now let us just see the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Mechavot. L'shem sefer Torah. That he can make it l'shem sefer Torah. D'kdushosa chamura mitfilin. The Kedusha of a Sefer Torah is greater than the Kedusha of Tefillin. So if I'm making it, I'm mazmin it for a Sefer Torah, ubechlau mosayim on it. So if I'm making it, it should be good for a Sefer Torah. So El Zichah will be good for Tefillin, because Tefillin are not such a great Kedusha as Sefer Torah. So Bechlau Mosayim Oneh, so if this is good, this is equivalent like to 200, so Sikh is good for something that needs 100. Ba'af al-Pikei, Mutter L'shanois L'tfilin U'mezuzis, after Kedushosan Kala Mimeno. But even though we're saying the different dargis of Kedusha, there's Kedushas Sefer Torah, which is the greatest Kedusha, then there's Kedushas Tefillin, and then there's Kedushas Mezuzah. So now, the halacha is as follows. The halacha is that one makes it for the greatest Kedusha, Kedushas Sefer Torah, so Zichah will help for Tefillin and Mezuzah, which is a lesser Kedusha. So he says, if this is a smaller kedusha, so if this is, even though this is a lesser kedusha, and it was made for kedusha sefer Torah, afal pikein, you could use it for tefillin. Now, the Mishnah Berurah does not explain this, what the reason is. And let us just ask Akasha, there's a din malim b'kodesh v'loy meridin. That means if something has a kedusha chamura, you cannot use it for a kedusha kala. Let us just say an example. Let's say I had ritzuis that I had used for my tefillin shel rosh. So now I want to use them for my tefillin shel yad for some reason. I'll get different ritzuis for tefillin shel rosh. You're not allowed to, because tefillin shel rosh has a greater kedusha than tefillin shel yad. Tefillin shel rosh is dalit batim. Tefillin shel yad is only one bayis. So to take what? I can't take the ritzuis. I can't use the ritzuis that was worn with the tefillin shel rosh to use it for the tefillin shel yechid. The other way it can, because malim bekodesh, that it can do, but it's ein merida. So now, so there's a tremendous difficulty over here. I made this klaf, l'shem kedusha sefer Torah, which is a much greater kedusha, and I cannot use it for mezuzah, for tefillin. So this kasha, the Labush asks. So the Labush has amuridiki yisot. The kaimulon azmona lav milse. I got news for you. That when I prepare something, it should be used for Sefer Torah. It didn't get Kedusha Sefer Torah yet. This is only a preparation. This is a preparation. I'm making the cloth. Tzeirach Kedusha Tefillin, Kedusha Sefer Torah, but it didn't get Kedusha Sefer Torah. But I'm preparing it for Kedusha Sefer Torah. Elo she'onu tzrichin she'ibud yil l'shem Kedusha. But the ibud, that means there's a halacha that the ibud has to be l'shem Kedusha. And therefore, if I want to use it for any one of the three Kedushas, I have to prepare it for the largest Kedusha, Kedusha Sefer Torah, and then it'll be good for everything. V'reihucham l'Kedusha. So it was prepared for Kedusha. I have prepared it for Kedusha Sefer Torah, but the vial, it did not get Kedusha Sefer Torah. Zokta Lavush. You know when it's going to get Kedusha Sefer Torah? When I write some Eishis Shal Torah, then it'll get Kedusha Sefer Torah. But Kozman, there was still Eishis of a Sefer Torah, Eishis of Tzuma, were not written on this cloth. It does not have Kedusha Sefer Torah. But there's a loch, you have to be making it for a Kedusha. So if I'm making it for a tremendous Kedusha, so it's Gevaldik. So this Achona will help, but it's not called the Hirada. It's not called the Hirada because it never became Kodesh. It didn't become Kodesh. So my that's it's not called the Hirada. Yes. No. That's not the reason. The reason is because this is Hazmone Lav Milsehi. That means what I did now, this was a process of preparation. Preparation does not change the object. That means I'm preparing it for a certain use. You have to prepare it. That's halacha. But the preparation does not give it a kedusha. It's not kedusha yet. But it was prepared for kedusha. That's halacha. You have to prepare it for kedusha. But it's not kedusha yet, so it's not called I'm degrading it. By using it, I prepared it for a Sefer Torah, and I'm using it for Tzul Namazut. That's one thing. Now let's just go a little further. So far, so good. Yeah. After Kedushosom Kalam, Mutal Nashanis Tzul Namazuzis, after Kedushosom Kalam Imena, Aval Dvar Chil Osa Lashanisai. But you're not allowed to use it. For I have a cloth, I'm not allowed to use it for a dvar chol levad unless im hisna befeirish betchilas ibudom sheimuter l'shanoise av ledvar chol. Unless if I said when I made it, I want to be able to use it for a dvar chol of muter l'shanoise, then you're allowed to use it. Now let us just explain what the Mishnah Berurah is saying here. This is, and we'll get a clarity in this halacha. When a person, let's say, prepares a cloth for Kedusha Sefer Torah, so there are two things which are being done at the present time. Number one, he's preparing this cloth, he's masmin this cloth that it should be musmin for Kedusha Sefer Torah. That's the din, and by the cloth of Sefer Torah for mezuzah, you need a hazmona l'kedusha. You have to prepare it for Kedusha. Fine. Now, there's another thing. when I prepare a Sefer Torah, I prepare the cloth for a Sefer Torah, in my actions, there is another understanding. That means that there is an understanding of praying for Kedusha of Sefer Torah. There is an understanding that there's a commitment by me that I will use it for a Sefer Torah. That means the two separate things. One thing is when the halach is when you prepare it, when you make it cloth, you have to make it l'tzorech kedusha. The preparation has to be l'tzorech kedusha, and you have to pick the biggest kedusha, not if it should help for everything. You'll prepare it for kedushas mezuzah, it won't work for tefillah. You have to prepare it as a halacha in the preparation of the cloth. That's one thing. And that's the Levush said, after you prepared it, it didn't get a kedusha. But there's halacha, you have to prepare it for kedusha. But it didn't get a kedusha. Kedusha is, but you prepare that. That's what has to be done. But when a person was mazmin something for kedusha sefer Torah, there is an understanding that I'll use it for a sefer Torah. Like there's a commitment. I'm making it for kedusha sefer Torah. I'm making it because I'm going to use it for a sefer Torah. I'm going to use it for a davar kodesh. If there is such a commitment. So there was a commitment, I will use this for a davar shel kedusha. Didn't get any kedusha on it, but there was a commitment from myself, I will use it for a davar shel kedusha. Now you go and get writing telephone numbers on it. So that is a zilzul on your commitment. You committed yourself, you can use it for a sefer Torah. But what if I say, when I'm being mazmin, I'm saying, I'm being mazmin the oil that it should be roi for the biggest kedusha for kedusha sefer Torah. But at the same time he says, but I'm not committing myself at all. I'm going to write a sefer Torah on it. Could be I'll write telephone numbers on it. The minute he says this, then there's no problem. So that means the hazmona l'kedusha was he was making the thing it should be roi for kedusha sefer Torah, but at the same time he says, "Well, listen, if I need it for telephone numbers, I use it for telephone numbers." So there's no commitment that I'm going to write a sefer Torah with it. Since he said I'm going to use it for whatever I want to use it for, so then you can use it for anything. Then you can use it for telephone numbers because Lamaisa, there's no kedusha on the cloth. That we said as mona lav milsi. There's no kedusha whatsoever. That's why I can take a cloth that was huzmal and sefer Torah and use it for mezuzah. There's no kedusha, but there's halach. It has to be. You have to prepare it for kedusha sefer Torah or kedusha mezuzah. What? I think tefillin is more chomer than megillah. I think so. Yes, Taib Laitzi Bisvasov, that's what the Machab said at the beginning of the Chet. Taib Laitzi Bisvasov, Betchila Seibud, Shuma Abdoi, Lishem Tvillin, or Lishem Sefer Torah. Yeah, because. That's why, so that's our minig is we say Lishem Sefer Torah, and we use it for everything. Well, because there's no Kedusha on it, so we use it on everything. But it was prepared for the biggest kedusha that it could be used for. So that's that.
Actually, with the hard workers, they're going to beat their up at the hall.
Everybody together, 500 people. They're not going to do it.
Okay, we'll come to that a little later. We'll come to it. I don't know what's the factory, but we'll get to the Al Capone. Yeah.
6,000 chicken at the top.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Okay. No, it means. Yeah, okay.
The chicken was that.
Yeah. Okay. So let's have a dvar chayil also l'shanoisai, but to use it for a dvar chayil to write telephone numbers on it, you're not allowed to. Levad im hisna beferish betchilas ibudam. But less when he made it, he said she buta l'shanoisai, and that means he said there's no commitment for me what it will be used for. So then. So then, Avlud v'alchayolos motoloshana yisay. V'anochay, now he says, l'maisa, what is the most preferable way to be ma'abad haklav? She'yinagu keina seifim v'atchile, v'eishis mesimim ho'iris l'soich hasid. They take the skins and they put them in the seat. She'yaymru, ani noisein oiris eilu l'soich hasid v'shem kdusha sefer teirah. So the minute I'm saying I'm preparing it for Kedusha Sefer Torah, all grounds are covered. And I'm also saying, and if I want, I can use it for telephone numbers. So that means this, if you do, you say these two things before you put it in, you're covered. It'll be good for everything, and I'm permitted to use it for telephone numbers also. Now, the like Moshe Nagu Aseifrim Shaimrim L'Shem Sefer Torah Oy Tefillin Oy Mezuzas Oy Shar Dvar Reshus the Oz Mistapkim Achreinim Mimahanei V'Ayim Bebir Aloche. Now let me just explain what he says over here. Other people say like this. When he puts the Eirin, so he wants to, so he says as follows. I'm putting in this Eir, it should be Mu'ubit. I don't know what I'm going to use it for later. So whatever I'll decide to use it later, I'm doing it now for that purpose. Now, I don't know what I'm going to use it later. If I'm going to use it for Sefer Torah, so I'm putting it now for Kedusha Sefer Torah. Use it for mezuzah, I'm putting it now for Kedusha's mezuzah. If I'm going to use it for telephone numbers, I'm not putting it for Kedusha at all. And Lamaisa, he is saying, so now we'll come to this person and we'll ask him, for what purpose was the oil put into the seat? So he says, I don't know. I'll decide later. That means at the present time, I don't know. Whatever will come out later, that's what I'm putting it in for. This is a shrek, because this is totally in the locha of Breire. And we hold midaraisa ain't Breire. That means if a person does something, let's just give one more show. Let's say a person has two wives, and the wives, these both wives have the same name, Lochu Bas Moshe. He goes over to the Seif and he says, I want you to write a get for Lochu Bas Moshe. So the Seif asks him an innocent question, which Lochu Bas Moshe do you want, the tall one, the short one? I don't know yet. You write for Lochu Bas Moshe. I'll tell you later. I'll see which one I have a fight with. That's the Lochu Bas Moshe I want to write for. So that is totally in Breire. We pass can aim Breire. That means you can't do something now. I'm making a halos now, and it's very vague, and the Asidus later will decide what I did now. There's no such thing. We hold aim Breire. So that's what the Mishabura says over here. Now we can go to Sif Tes. Im Ibdoi Eina Yehudi. Now we're starting to go, what is if a Goy was Ma'abed, this Klav? La Rambam Posel. The Rambam holds its Posel. Afila Oma Loi Yisrael La'abed Lishmoy. Now the let's make it was very shchiach. Yidden did not have the facilities and the capabilities of ibodai. This was a job that goyim had. So he comes now. He has to. So the guy tells him, we do the job. You don't mishrein and nagishef. Fine. So, but he says, good, you do it. But I'm telling you, when you put it in, you should put it in l'shem kedushas sefer Torah. L'shem kedushas. Just say that putting in it should be holy for sefer Torah. I hear Rabbi, I'm putting it in for it to be holy for sefer Torah. Puts it in. So the Rambam holds it's possible. It doesn't mean it's what he says and what he's thinking about is kechayk mizrach mimayra. That means he can say one thing and it means the other thing. He's saying the words. He's paying him $1,000 to make these cloth. So he says whatever he tells him to say. But the Pnimius Lavavoi, he has no intent to do what he is saying. So the Rambam says, Im Ibdei Eine Yehudi, La Rambam Posel, Afula Omala Yisrael, La Abed Lishmoy, and he says it, I'm doing it for the holiness of a Sefer Torah, whatever it is. Kolnish Mekolnish, it's called, there's no Ibud Lishmoy. Ula HaRosh Kosher, and according to the Rosh is Kosher, Im Yisrael Oymed Al Gabay V'Siyoy, if a Yid is standing there and is helping him, this is only a Hiddur, the standing and helping is not necessary. Tzos Ba'Avoyde, he's helping a little bit. V'chein Oygim, V'chein Lelsim, and Yedalav Sibbeis, now let us see the Mishnah Bura. Afilu, the Sfira Lei L'Rambam, Da'akum Oyse Adata D'Navshe. The Rambam holds that when a guy is doing it, he's doing it not what you told me to do. I'm doing it for what I want to do. V'af api sh'akam oimer sh'shemei ole Yisrael. He says, I'm listening. Whatever you say, I'm doing. Ein piv v'li boi shoven boze. What he says and what he's thinking of is two different things. If that's a guy, so don't believe him. Rabbi, believe me. He's a guy. You don't believe him one word what he says. And you need, and he says, that's what I'm thinking. I swear to you. No. Bite the garnish. I'll cup on him. You can't trust the guy. That's the Rambam Sheik. Oh, we'll talk. Avol la-rosh, svir-alai. The Rosh holds, the kivin shu oimed al-gaboy betchila. When the guy is putting in the oiris in the seat, you should put in these oiris, you're putting it in, and you should put it in L'Shem Kedushas Torah. Now you only need the kavone this second. It's only negated this second. You have to put it in. The Sid does the rest. We'll see. Abba Kaponim. You have to put it in. The by putting it in, the Sid will make an ibud already. You have to put it in. L'shem Kedusha Sefer Torah or Tefillin. And for that second, Tzayis Le'Hashem Etes B'Zeh. I can listen for one second. I can assume that he's listening to me, right? B'nai samadayte d'ochi. So then it's good. So I'll kapon him. I told him to put it in L'shem Kedusha Sefer Torah, and he said, and thus, so it's good. And this only a second, this pool of putting it in. Avol am Yisrael ha'imed al-gabay, chishev b'libay levad l'shma. He tells the guy, you put it in. And the Yid is thinking it should be put, you cannot tell the guy what to do. I'm thinking that this oil should be L'shem Sefer Torah, my Bahami. Number one. And number two, Vafilo Imaloi Beferish, Afilo, he tells him, John, you put in the oil, L'shem Sefer Torah, Kol Sha'imed Meirochet Veine Melamdai, my Bahami, Afilo Maharosh. If he's not standing close to them, so it won't help Afilu L'Horosh. Now, I'd just like to mention for 1 minute, what's the inyan to stand close to the guy? If I'm a block away and I call him up on the cell phone, put it in L'Shem. L'Shem Kedusha Sefer Torah, and then he says, okay, and he does it. It's no good. He has to be standing there. So there's a Mordechai Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says that the Rosh held between you and me, he says, a guy, the machshava of a guy doesn't help you. He's making Shem Kedusha Sefer Torah. Who says a guy can make Shem Kedusha Sefer Torah? But he says, so how does it work according to the Rosh? He says, but if he had a Yid telling a guy, and he's right in front of the guy, he says, do this, and he does it right now, so we consider that what the guy did is ki'ilu, the Yid did it this second. I mean, since it's spontaneous, I tell him, do it, L'shem Sefer Torah, and he does it. So we consider that this pula was done by the Yid. was done by the Yid. So that's if he's standing there and he does it right away. So we say the pu'ula of the guy is like the pu'ula of the Yid. Like the Yid did it. But if he's far away, so I can't be miyachas the pu'ula to the Yid. And a guy can't make lishma. About katonim, Pesach is a niche says pshat. Now you can understand very well. What? I don't know. I'm not telling a guy to put a base on. I don't know. That's a din in lishma and Pesach. I don't know. Here, this is a special din, and I don't know. Could be. I don't know. Could be. I hear what you're saying. So this is our kapon. This is how the Chazanish says pshat. Now he says also, the Rosh Hamisol Oimed Al Gabay V'Sayay Ktas, and he helped him a little bit. So something else that means a hair, big, heavy iris, and the yid is the guy is a 6 foot, and he can schlep the iris. But he helps him a little bit. So he says, "Vafilu gam ze, afilim leisayir rak b'seifa yibud, vafilu gam ze." This he helped him towards the end of the yibud. Vafilu gam ze, siu leyoyirak b. This siyua is only psahido. That even the yid didn't do anything. He told the guy that akum azaita di Israel ametzadeyu lasis lishma. But we consider the pu'ula of the guy is like a hemshech of the tzivri of the yid, and it's like the yid part. V'chein noyagim. That's what the minig is. Now the Mishnah Berurah is going to say what the our minig is and what should be the proper minig. V'aminig lefi divrei achroinim lechatchila tzorech liyiskach. If you want to have mechudadik a klav, let me tell you what the minig is. Sheyosim Hayisrael ba'atzmei ha'oireis l'say chassid l'shmo. The Yid should put it in. So finished. So the Yid should put it in. He should schlep his oireis, put it in the sit. He puts it in. I'm putting it in l'shem. Kedusha sacred Torah. Finished. That's it. He did that. It's in there already. Finished. V'yayma la'akum. And he should tell the guy, Shekol sha'ar melech sahibet sheyase, whatever else is necessary in melech sahibet, hu yase gam ken lishmo. You should do it lishmo. You should tell this to the God. V'yochel ha'akum achakach, and then he leaves already. Then he goes to the base medrash and finishes. He told this to the God. I put it in. So the Tchilas Se'ibud was L'Shem Kedusha Sefer Torah. I'm telling you, whatever you do later, you should do L'Shem Sefer Torah. He's not standing there. V'yochel ha'akum achakach l'itziyei ba'atzmai. You can take it out. L'saknai. V'in tzorech hoid lamed al gabay usayay. He doesn't have to be there, and you don't need any help. There's a merdeka chazayin ish that says, what's pshat in this? We just said, it only works with a guy you fill according to the Rosh. I tell him and he does, so he can sit like I did it. Here, all these other malachis that were done, the Yid is not here anymore, he's in the Beis Medrash learning, the guy is doing, he told him 2 days ago to do, it went into one ear and out the other ear, so why is this good? So the Chazon Ish says, Amir dikazach. He says, the minute the Yid put in the oil, L'shem Kedushas Sefer Torah. So now, this oil is oimed to become a Sefer Torah. The Yid put it in. If it's oimed to become a Sefer Torah, then you don't have to think lishma. There's a cloud of stoma lishma. That means let us just just jump to Aloch and Hilchus Kotchim. A person was Magdish HaShlomen. It was Magdish HaShlomen. And now when they shechted the Shlomen, did the voice, they didn't think L'Shem Shlomen, didn't think anything. So L'maise, it is not necessary. Because if this is a Shlomen, so automatically, what is being done with Ashlomim is L'Shem Kedush Ashlomim. I mean, you have to think, I'm doing the L'Shem Ashlomim. The minute I made this Ashlomim, so whatever is being done is done. L'Shem Ashlomim. The Chazanish hears the same thing. The minute the Yid put in the oil into the seed, so he was Miyachad this oil for Kedushas Sifrei Torah. That's his Miyachad. So it's Oymet for that. So there, it is not necessary. So you don't think anything. You don't think anything. It's not necessary to think anymore. It's stama lishma. That's what the Chazanish says. Stama mele, he can go away. Whatever other things have to be done with this cloth.
But people.
What? It's nothing. It's not pigul.
It's my mother. I have a
That pigul is something else. Pigul is I'm thinking when I'm going to eat it. That's something else. If I think the fish, I'm going to eat it, chutzul zmani, chutzul kaimai, so that passes it. But if I'm here, we're talking about I just have to think. I have to think l'shem kedusha sefer Torah. That is not necessary. The minute it was nesyachet for kedusha sefer Torah, it is not necessary to think now. I'm doing this l'shem. It's automatic. Stam is lishma. Now, yeah. V'yochala kevach kech v'tzi ba'atzma z'sakne v'nzachoyid l'amid agav l'sayoy. V'im nosan ha'yisroel ha'oyreis ba'atzmoy l'say chasid lishma v'loy oma klum l'ha'akom. He didn't say anything to the guy. Kosova prima godem gutzoch iyon bozeh. That means he didn't tell anything. In this case, he told the guy, when you do the other malachas, you should do l'shem kedusha sefer Torah. I feel he's not thinking of that, but you don't need his positive kavona because automatically stama lishma. But what if he didn't tell the guy anything? He didn't tell him anything at all. So now, so he says, l'fidim rabbi sheisim yiradeh simen rei shaynof kosha afilu dibrei rambam, because you don't need anything. The Bach holds that Nochi adaita the Namshi of it for Kel. If he didn't tell him anything, so he's going to do it for a different purpose. Achaim, if he didn't read the Beyuda, the Simakofayne, and Shem, Pirei Gomeran Benet, Alamot, Chesefer, Chesefer, Terry, Yeshloch, Kubadiye. Vim Siyoi, Ayisrael, Laakum, Ktsas, Besayf. Ubeze, Gomar, Melech, Esayibut. Explain what the Mishnah Berurah just said now. The Mishnah Berurah said now, let us say such a scenario. When the guy was no yid b'shas, the iris were put into the sit. The yid comes, he wanted to be there, he comes. The guy, Rabbi, it's all taken care of. I put it in already. So my middle now we have Iris and it wasn't put in us. Shteita and Mishnah Berurah Amir the Kechidish. But let's say what the Kechidish is, and then we'll say when we don't say the Kechidish. We have to understand there is a, it says before that this process of soaking in Sid is at least a four-day affair. It should soak for 4 days. Then 4 days and Sid makes it, transforms it into cloth. What happens if after 3 days I take it out? I take it out. So Lamaisis, what happened here? So you don't have cloth. It didn't as yet become cloth. It takes 4 days to become cloth. So stayed in Mr. Bull, if I'll take it, the Yid will take it out. But I put it in 3 days ago. I'm going to take it out after 3 days. And I'm going to put it in the Shem Kedusha Sefer Torah. So here the halacha is, since when you put it in, it wasn't klaf yet. So you made a pu'ule with this oil that it should become klaf. L'shem, it wasn't klaf yet. There were things that were done, but it wasn't klaf. And your pu'ule made that it should be, that since it was enigma yet, it should be l'shem k'dusha sefer Torah. Then it'll be good. Kabbalistic, you cannot rectify what the kilkul that was before. That is dafke if you did it yourself. But if you called the guy, it's too heavy to pick up myself. I called the guy, come, let's do something now, and he'll do it l'shem kedusha sefer Torah. So that's called the Messiah Shem by Mamish. Now let us see then the Lashna Mishnah Berurah. Yeah. He helped the goy by the end of the ibud. Because what did he do? The Messiah ain't by mamish. He helped. But it's not called he made an ibud. This gemari b'le also ba'atzmei rak b'siyu me'akum. So if he just lifted it up now together with the goy and he said l'shem k'dusha sefer Torah, it won't help. Avrim gemore yisrael ba'atzmei b'loy siyu akum. But if he took it out, k'goyin shahitze yisrael ha'ireis min hasid. He took it out from the sin. Kaidim shen nikmari budom. He took it out before saying, v'chozim yichem b'sreich hasid l'shmo. So now it's called that Lamaise in the chelik of the ibud of this oil, it was the chelik of the maise ibud was l'shem k'dusha sefer Torah. So that's sufficient. Don't need the beginning. You need kozman it did not become klaf that a yid should do a pulu l'shem k'dusha sefer Torah. So Meir for the Taz says it's good. And limchus be'ad anayik l'hokul k'divrem k'maise b'yarno b'bir aloch. The shaila is if it was nigma already. If it was nigma, that means it was nigma completely. So now the shaila is if you can make again an ibud, if you can make again an ibud that's halachically.